I came from Indonesia. My name is Siti Aisa, and I went to employment agency like to export domestic worker to work outside of country. I choose Qatar. In Qatar, they signed me a contract for 2 years. I went to meet my employer, and then they told me that they're going to America. So when I come in here, the driver picked me up from the airport, and he bring me to a big man tower nearby UN building. So first thing when I met my employer, like, she told me, like, Aisha, give me your passport. So I give it to her. I work from 6 a.m. in the morning until the regular time is 9 or 10 o'clock at night. And then when they have a party, like, they have party until sometimes 12 or 3 o'clock, then I still have to get up early. I have to make breakfast for them and then go with the children to school and cleaning, doing the laundry, washing the bathroom every day, vacuuming, all those stuff I did. I get paid $150 a month. I told my employer I wanted to contact with my family using a phone. She said, you know, you cannot use phone. Maybe you can contact with the letters only. I don't have any friends, nobody. I don't have anybody in here. I cannot go out by myself. In the contract, like, I mean, they're supposed to allow me to go once a week or something like that. But they never let me go alone outside, except for the grocery. Sometimes, you know, if the line is long, and then it takes a little bit much longer to buy something. So when I came back, she's asking me, like, why are you so late? What are you doing? I was young, and that's my first time, you know, going outside of country and working for the people. I just follow whatever they ask me to do. I never complain or anything, so at that time, I don't know if they treat me bad or good. I just wanted to work and have some money for my future. And then after a year and a half, I decided, like, it's not worth it living in here. And I met somebody. He speaks my language, and he told me, like, I can help you to escape from that house. So I decided to run away.